We all know that drinking alcohol is bad for us, but some of us still do it. In the UK, we pay a huge £3.5 billion annually for the National Health Service to treat over 60 alcohol-induced medical conditions, including liver disease, pancreatitis, diabetes, heart disease, and numerous forms of cancer. Fortunately, it seems that the message to put down the booze has trickled down to the younger generation, as a recent study of 16 to 24-year-olds shows that over the past 10 years, they have started drinking less. I'm Tamsin Bell, and I spoke to Linda Ning Phat from University College London to find out why more teens are laying off the drinks.
Non-drinking is actually widespread. So we found an increasing trend in non-drinking among lower income, higher income groups, those in employment, those in full-time education, among the white population, for example. We also looked at health behaviours and we found that non-drinking was increasing with healthier people, so non-smokers, those with high physical activity and those with good mental health. And I think all these things suggest that non-drinking is becoming more mainstream among young people.
And what kind of figures are we looking at here?
The increase in non-drinking among young people has risen from around 18% in 2005 to 29% in 2015. And there's been an even larger increase in the proportion of young people that identify with having never ever had alcohol. So that's almost doubled over the period from 9% to 17%.
Can you tell me a little bit about your study? Sort of what did you do? How did you do it?
Luckily, in this modern age, we have data mining programs that assist with our statistical analysis. So our study was based on data from the Health Survey for England, which is the annual nationally representative survey of the general population living in England. Our sample was limited to young people aged 16 to 24, resulting in just under 10,000 people that were interviewed. And they were asked all sorts of questions, including questions to do with their alcohol consumption, but also other topics such as their social background.
Given your area of expertise, why do you think that young people are drinking less alcohol?
Healthier groups seem to be engaging with non-drinking. Perhaps they're more aware of the harms of alcohol consumption. But we also found the trend to be widespread among different groups, which also suggests that the behaviour may be becoming more mainstream when previously non-drinkers have been met with stigma, particularly at university. Previously, there's been a lot of social pressure to drink. But unfortunately, since our work was data driven, we weren't able to explore some of the more attitudinal aspects to drinking alcohol. And I think that would be quite interesting to look at. Maybe there's something broader that's underpinning this decline in risky behaviours among young people, which could be cultural, or it could be that young people have more information and are more aware of the harms.
If teenage me was asked how much alcohol I was drinking, I may have been a little bit hesitant to reveal the full truth. Is it possible that people under the age of 24 in the survey underreported their alcohol consumption?
Yes, that is possible. We know that survey estimates of alcohol consumption are a lot lower than sales of alcohol consumption, suggesting that there is this issue of underreporting. However, since this trend in non-drinking has been observed in many different data sets, we believe that this is an actual trend that is happening and not an artifact of the data.
Looking to the future, what benefits of lower drinking rates can you foresee?
People shouldn't feel the pressure to drink alcohol if they don't want to. Even small amounts of alcohol may be harmful to health. For example, it might increase cancer risk. It seems like abstinence is a positive step forward. We've also seen declines in binge drinking. So I think going forward, it might mean less hospital admissions due to heavy consumption.
That was Linda Ning Phat from University College London, and their recent research has been published in the journal BMC Public Health.